And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 19th of September, 2013. It was on this day, 1796, President George Washington gave his farewell address, in which he urged Americans to relinquish their personal or geographical interests for the good of the national interest, and warned against partisanship. The birthday of William Golding, born in St. Columb Minor, Cornwall, England, 1911, joined the Navy, served on a rocket launcher, took part in the D-Day operations at Normandy. He wrote a novel about a group of English schoolboys whose plane crashes on a desert island and who descend into savagery. The title of the book, from the word Beelzebub, translated from Hebrew into English, Lord of the Flies, came out in 1954 and became a classic. It was on this day, 1819, John Keats, 24 years old, wrote his poem, which begins, "Season of mists and mellow fruitfulness, close bosom friend of the maturing sun, conspiring with him how to load and bless with fruit the vines that round the thatch eaves run, to bend with apples the mossed cottage trees, and fill all fruit with ripeness to the core." His ode to autumn. It was a productive year for John Keats, 1819. He wrote his Ode to a Nightingale, Ode to a Grecian Urn, Ode to Psyche, all in that year. Died 2 years later at the age of 25. It's the birthday of the essayist and editor Roger Angel, born New York City in 1920, who grew up with the New Yorker magazine. His mother was the magazine's first fiction editor. She divorced his father, and she married the New Yorker essayist E.B. White. Roger Angel became a fiction editor at the magazine in 1956, still a senior editor, edited the stories of John Updike, Donald Barthelme, Vladimir Nabokov, and in 1962 he told the editor, William Shawn, about baseball spring training, which Shawn had never heard of, and sent Roger Angel to Florida on assignment. And it was the beginning of Roger Angel's long career writing about the sport. He said, "Sports writers weren't supposed to be fans, but I would write in the first person about my own emotions, which you were not supposed to do. People used to laugh at me because my World Series pieces came so late, sometimes after Thanksgiving. But Sean didn't have a sense of deadline. Sean thought, everybody knows what the news is. Now tell us something else about it." Roger Angel said about baseball, "It's a great game for writers because it's just the right pace. You can watch the game and keep score and look around and take notes. Now and then, you even have time to have an idea, which in many sports you don't have room for." Here's a poem for today by Theodore Rethke, "Child on Top of a Greenhouse." The wind billowing out the seat of my breeches, my feet crackling splinters of glass and dried putty, the half-grown chrysanthemums staring up like accusers, up through the streaked glass, flashing with sunlight. A few white clouds all rushing eastward, a line of elms plunging and tossing like horses, and everyone, everyone pointing up and shouting. Theodore Rethke's poem, "Child on Top of a Greenhouse," from the collected poems of Theodore Rethke, published by Anchor Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.